A inicio de año habíamos hablado con Luis Méndez de poder traer a John Ox con su esposa para venir acá, ¿no? Ya desgraciadamente, cuando falleció, pues siempre Luis Méndez nos apoyaba con solventar los gastos de ellos, siempre, ¿no? Era algo muy, muy especial. La Iglesia de Puebla está haciendo todo este costo, pero ellos siempre han usado su dinero para ir a visitar iglesias en lugares remotos.
Amén.
Para, de todo corazón lo hacen y duermen en el piso y todo, y es algo que Dios siempre les ha puesto el deseo de poder servir. Tenemos hermanos que aman a Dios sirviendo a los hermanos. Entonces, tenemos 5 minutos, ya pasaron, y John, adelante.
Gracias. Okay, now we'll talk about during the Middle Ages.
Ahora vamos a hablar de la Edad Media.
I'm going to spend 5 minutes on this period.
Quiero usar solo 5 minutos para este periodo.
And I have a whole book on this topic.
Y tengo un libro allá que te explicará.
So much happened, but we don't have time.
Muchas cosas pasaron, pero no tenemos tiempo.
This is a discouraging time for the church, honestly.
Este es un tiempo que realmente desanimó a la iglesia.
Because the people had almost no access to the Bible.
Porque la gente no tenía acceso a la Biblia.
It wasn't read in the church.
Y fue algo,
no fue leído
en la iglesia.
And the common person certainly couldn't read it.
De hecho, una gente normal como tú, como yo, no podía leer la Biblia.
And the church was very much caught up in tradition.
Y entonces la iglesia fue más guiada por tradiciones.
But there always were true Christians.
Pero siempre hubo cristianos verdaderos.
Mostly the church suppressed this history.
Muchas de la iglesia suprimían estas personas.
And those and those who tried to practice biblical Christianity were usually killed.
Y de hecho, lo que querían practicar un cristianismo bíblico eran asesinados.
There was a group in what we would call Turkey today.
Hay un grupo que le llamamos paulicianos.
They rejected the idea of a priesthood.
Ellos rechazaban la idea de un sacerdote.
They taught baptism of adults.
Ellos enseñaron acerca del bautizo de adultos.
There's probably some false doctrine in there as well.
Probablemente también tenían doctrinas falsas.
But they tried to return Christianity to its biblical roots.
Pero trataron de regresar el cristianismo a las bases bíblicas.
The estimate is 100,000 were killed.
Se estima que cien mil fueron
were killed
por practicar esta enseñanza.
And their group was virtually eliminated.
Y de hecho el grupo fue eliminado.
By the Orthodox Church.
Por la Iglesia Ortodoxa.
And then in southern France.
Y hubo otros que se llamaban los
there was another group.
Albigenses en Francia.
And they rejected infant baptism.
Ellos rechazaron el bautismo de infantes.
The Pope.
El Papa.
Purgatory.
El purgatorio lo rechazaron.
They said the Christian life is just a simple holy life.
La vida cristiana es una simple vida.
You've heard about the You've heard about the Inquisition, yes? The Inquisition was invented to destroy this group. And entire sections of France were depopulated. Everybody killed. Because they were trying to just follow the Bible. There are other groups. Another one, this group here in northern Italy,
en el norte de Italia, se llamaba
and France and Switzerland.
Un poco de Francia y de Suiza.
Same general idea.
Tenían la misma idea.
They said no priesthood,
dijeron, no más sacerdotes,
no sacraments,
no sacramentos,
except baptism and Lord's Supper,
y la cena del Señor.
You know, icons. The statues, get rid of that. They actually translated the Bible into Italian. because they taught people should hear the scripture.
Para que la gente pudiera escuchar las escrituras.
And they said, you know, adoring saints.
Ellos dijeron, ¿sabes qué? Adorar santos, no.
Get rid of all those things.
Abandona eso, déjalo.
And tens of thousands were killed.
Miles fueron, matados.
They fled into the mountains.
Y se refugiaron en las montañas.
And a tiny group exists even today.
Y un pequeño grupo,
a tiny group. But they had to hide.
Pero tiene que estar escondido.
And then, as we get closer to the Reformation,
después ya estamos llegando cerca de la Reforma,
two heroes are John Wycliffe
dos, héroes,
and John Huss.
John Huss y Wycliffe.
These were the first two Reformations, not the famous ones.
Ellos fueron los primeros dos reformadores, no tan famosos como los otros.
But I have to skip a bunch of notes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. John Wycliffe, the 14th century. You see when he lived. He translated the Bible into English.
Él tradujo la Biblia al inglés.
From Latin.
From Latin, from the Latin.
So it wasn't a great translation.
No fue tan increíble la traducción, pero...
And he opposed the idea of indulgence. Did I explain the idea of indulgence? It's where you have this much time in purgatory.
¿Tienes este purgatorio aquí?
So you pay some money.
¿Tú pagas un poco de dinero?
And it reduces your time in purgatory.
Y reduces el tiempo en el purgatorio. Eso es indulgencia.
Generally, it wasn't your time.
Generalmente fue tu tiempo.
It was
no fue.
It was somebody else's time.
Fue el tiempo de alguien
so
más.
Your mother,
tu mamá, por ejemplo,
is in purgatory.
Está en el purgatorio.
And the priest would say, your mother's in purgatory. Give me money. And Abram would ring a bell. Ding! Ah, your mother just went to heaven. This was an entire industry. It controlled the lives of everybody. So John Wycliffe said, no more.
Así que John Wycliffe dijo, no más de eso.
Purgatory?
Purgatorio?
No.
No más.
Transubstantiation, you know, the
transubstantiation.
You know, blah, 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 and then the wine becomes blood.
Ah, okay. Transubstantiation. Yeah.
He called the Pope the Antichrist.
Y él llamó al Papa Anticristo.
Oh, that would get you in a little bit of trouble. Amazingly, the Catholic Church never killed him. What happened was, about 14 years later, they had a council. They said, he's going to hell. They dug up his body. They dug up his body. Yeah. And they burned it. And they threw the ashes into the river. And his movement mostly was destroyed by persecution. But there were a few in England that still followed his teaching. Yeah, John Wycliffe. Here he is. Yes, I'm sorry. A great hero. Another one is John Huss. He lived in what's called Bohemia. Have you ever heard of the country of Bohemia?
I said Bosnia, no?
No, Bohemia.
Bohemia.
You ever heard of Bohemia?
Bohemia?
There's a reason you've never heard of it. Because the Catholic Church destroyed Bohemia. They killed almost everybody. Because they followed John Huss. He taught that the Bible is the only authority for truth.
enseñaba que la Biblia era la autoridad, ¿verdad?
He taught that only God can forgive sins.
Que solo Dios podía perdonar pecados.
They invited him to one of these councils.
Y él fue invitado a estos concilios,
to discuss his teaching.
Para discutir sus enseñanzas.
And then they burned him at the stake.
Y entonces, en ese, lo quemaron.
That's what they did to him.
Sí.
And the Inquisition
la Inquisición
destroyed whole populations.
Wow.
Because they're just trying to follow the Bible.
Porque ellos trataban de seguir la Biblia.
It was a very dangerous thing to be a Christian at this time.
Era muy peligroso ser cristiano en ese tiempo.
And actually, the church that he began,
de hecho, la iglesia que él comenzó,
it still exists today.
Todavía existe en estos
it's días. Called the Moravian Church.
Es llamado la iglesia
Moravian Church.
Mariana.
Which influenced John Wesley. And also, Alexander Campbell. So we'll hear his name in a few minutes. So the first successful Reformation was that of Martin Luther.
Now,
in that time, you could not have your own church.
Tú no podías tener tu propia iglesia.
We have freedom of worship here.
Ahora nosotros tenemos libertad de culto.
In that time,
en ese tiempo,
even if you're a Protestant,
aun si tú eras protestante,
you lived in a Protestant place,
vivías en un lugar protestante,
then everybody's a Protestant.
Donde todo el mundo es protestante.
You live in a Catholic place,
si tú vivías en un lugar católico,
and everybody's a Catholic.
Todo el mundo era católico ahí.
The king chooses what your religion is.
El rey elegía cuál era tu religión.
So that's why you could only have a successful Reformation if you get the king
si tú ibas con el rey,
to accept your Reformation.
Y que él aceptara tu reforma.
The first to do that
eso fue lo primero que
was Martin Luther.
El primero que hizo eso fue Martin Luther.
A great man.
Un gran hombre.
A truly amazing great man.
Un hombre sorprendente.
But with a lot of problems also. Okay? The famous, he put the letters on the door in Germany.
Él ponía las cartas en las puertas.
He was not trying to start a new church.
Para.
He was not trying to start a new church.
Él no estaba tratando de empezar una nueva iglesia.
Those letters were about indulgences.
Esos cartas eran acerca de indulgencias.
About buying your forgiveness.
Acerca de comprar tu perdón.
You know what he said?
¿Entienden lo que estoy tratando de decir?
He said, that's not in the Bible.
Eso tampoco está en la Biblia.
Obviously, it's not in the Bible. But then he began to study the book of Romans.
Después empezó a estudiar, Romanos.
And he made an amazing discovery.
Hizo una gran descubrimiento.
That salvation is by faith.
Que la salvación es por fe.
Yeah, he fell in love with the book of Romans.
Él se enamoró del libro de Romanos.
He was a fantastic Bible teacher.
Él fue un fantástico maestro de la Biblia.
A great scholar.
Un gran maestro.
He produced the first modern translation of the Bible.
Él produjo la primera traducción.
He made the German Bible.
En alemán, la primera traducción en alemán de la Biblia.
The first one directly from the ancient languages. From Greek and Hebrew.
De los escritos originales en hebreo.
But he was a monk.
Pero él era un monje.
And he was an Augustinian monk.
Y fue un monje agustiniano.
And he accepted the theology of
él aceptó la teología de
Augustine.
De Agustín,
which means total depravity.
Que significa total depravación.
Unconditional election.
Elección incondicional.
Limited atonement.
Limitado,
gracia ilimitada.
Gracia ilimitada.
Oh, I forgot to mention the I and the P.
Olvidé decir
T-U-L-E-P. Después.
Después les voy a decir de la I-U-P.
So he said we're saved by faith alone.
Él decía que era salvado por fe solamente.
By grace alone.
Por gracia únicamente.
And by the scriptures alone.
Y por las escrituras.
Do you agree that truth is from scriptures alone?
Si tú lees,
Do you agree with that?
¿Tú crees en las escrituras?
Yeah. Do you agree with this idea? Thank you, Martin Luther.
Gracias, Martin Luther.
Do you believe grace only?
Nosotros creemos en la gracia solo.
Yeah, good. Your works don't save you.
Las palabras no te salvan.
No work will ever get you any closer to God, right?
Nadie, ninguna palabra te lleva a Dios.
Do you believe in faith alone?
¿Tú
crees en solo la fe?
No.
Trust me, no.
No.
In fact,
de hecho,
in the book of Romans,
el libro de Romanos,
it says that Abraham was justified by faith.
Que Abraham fue justificado por fe.
He added the word.
Y él adicionó las palabras
alone. He just added that word.
Solo adicionó que solo por
fe. What about James? He said, we're not saved by faith alone. Martin Luther said, we're saved by faith alone. James said, we're not saved by faith alone. Well, who's right? I think James is right. He called the book of James a book of straw. He said, James doesn't have the gospel.
El libro de Santiago no es parte del Evangelio.
Well, I disagree.
Y yo estoy en desacuerdo.
Now, let's think about it.
Vamos a pensar en ello.
In Ephesians 2, it says,
en Efesios 2 dice,
we're saved by grace through faith,
somos salvados por gracia,
not by works.
A fe, y no por palabras.
Right?
No.
And then, in James chapter 2,
y en Santiago 2,
it says that a man is not saved by faith apart from works.
Que no somos salvados por fe.
Separado de.
Right?
So we have two scriptures.
Hay dos escrituras.
We're saved by grace through faith, not by works.
Somos salvados por fe, no por obras.
And we have another scripture.
Y tenemos otra escritura que dice,
it says, we're not saved by faith apart from works.
Somos salvados por fe, y no por
obras. Well, which is true?
¿Cuál de las dos escrituras es verdadera?
They're both true. So, when we come across what could almost seem like a contradiction, we should ask which is the more profound truth. Which is the more profound truth?
¿Cuál es la más verdadera, la verdad profunda? ¿Cuál de las dos escrituras más
we're saved by grace?
Somos salvados por gracia.
Through faith apart from works?
Aparte de obras.
Or
oh,
we're not saved we're saved by grace through faith, not by works, excuse me.
Okay.
We're saved by grace.
Somos salvados por gracia.
Through faith.
A través de fe.
Not by works.
No por obras.
Okay? We're not saved by faith apart from works.
Nos somos salvados por fe, separado de obras.
So which is the more fundamental truth?
¿Cuál es la más fundamental?
The first one or the second one?
La primera o la segunda.
That's not a hard question. That's not a hard question.
No es una pregunta tan difícil.
Which is the more fundamental truth?
¿Cuál es la verdad?
We're saved by grace.
Somos salvados por gracia.
Through faith.
A través de la fe.
Not by works.
No por palabras.
Or we're not saved by faith without works.
No somos salvados por fe sin obras.
Which is the more fundamental truth of Christianity? The first one. Forgive me, but the first one. And that's the one that Martin Luther discovered.
Y esa fue la que Martin Lutero descubrió.
Thank you, Martin Luther. But what kind of faith saves us?
Pero ¿cuál tipo de fe nos salva?
Just believing?
¿Solo creer?
No.
Faith that includes works.
La fe que incluye obras.
So that's a bit of a problem. Because this established the theology of Protestantism.
La teología del protestantismo.
People say, people say baptism is not part of salvation.
La gente decía que el bautismo no es parte de la salvación.
Because baptism is a work.
Porque la palabra es, porque el bautismo es una obra.
And we're saved by faith alone.
Y somos salvados solo por fe.
And if you tell me I need to do something in order to be saved,
si tú me dices que tengo que hacer algo para ser salvado,
you're going to hell.
Entonces vas al infierno.
Right? That's what they say.
Eso es lo que ellos decían.
Two problems with that.
Dos problemas con ello.
When did the Bible ever say we're saved by faith alone?
¿Dónde la Biblia dice que somos salvados solo por la fe?
Number two.
Número dos.
Is baptism a work?
¿Es el bautizo una acción de obra?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Es fe, ¿no? Un acto de fe.
Is repentance something you do?
El arrepentimiento es algo que tenemos que hacer.
Yes, of course.
Sí.
Is baptism something you do?
¿El bautizo es algo que tenemos que hacer?
No.
No.
It's done to you.
Es algo que se hace sobre de ti.
It's a work.
Entonces no es una obra.
Of God. It's a work of God.
Ah, es una obra de
Dios. Okay. But anyway, I'm getting off on that.
Bueno, okay. Vamos a continuar.
So, Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
He said, "Get rid of James."
Desechen el libro de
He has not enough authority for me. Next is Ulrich Zwingli. What we call evangelical Christianity. Almost all Christianity, except Catholic Christianity, the history of that church goes to this guy.
La historia de esas iglesias viene
not Martin Luther.
No, con Martin,
no.
Lutero.
Martin Luther started one group.
Martin Luther empezó un grupo.
The Lutheran Church.
La iglesia luterana.
It's Ulrich Zwingli.
Es Zwingli.
He started what's called Reformed,
el que realmente empezó
Reformed Christianity.
La reforma del cristianismo.
Which became the Presbyterian Church.
Empezamos a hacer la iglesia presbiteriana.
And the Anglican Church.
Y luego la iglesia anglicana.
And the Baptist Church.
Y luego la iglesia bautista.
And the Pentecost, almost everybody
y luego la de Pentecostés.
Goes back to Ulrich Zwingli.
Entonces,
does he look like a happy man? Not a happy person.
No.
He was more radical than Luther. Luther was willing to include some Catholic practices. But Ulrich Zwingli would not. He had a radical predestination. He says, those who go to hell
a todos aquellos que terminan en el infierno
are determined by God.
Son determinados por Dios.
See, God chose them to go to hell.
Dios los eligió para irse al infierno.
He created them for the purpose of glorifying Him.
Él creó eso para el propósito de glorificarse a sí mismo.
By going to hell.
Yendo hacia el infierno.
And so he accepted the idea that God is sovereign.
Y él aceptó la idea de que Dios es soberano.
And we have... It's completely predestination.
Y es completa predestinación.
Anyway, he was the one who invented the idea,
de hecho, él fue el que inventó la idea
that baptism is a symbol.
Que el bautizo es un símbolo.
Martin Luther said, when you're baptized,
Martín te lo dijo, cuando tú te bautizas,
you're forgiven of your sins.
Tú eres perdonado de tus pecados.
But Zwingli said no.
Pero Zwingli dijo, no.
He said baptism is merely a symbol.
El bautizo es meramente un símbolo.
It's a symbol of something that God had already done.
Es un simbolismo de lo que Dios ha hecho ya.
Have you ever heard that teaching? The first person in all history to teach this
mucha gente enseñaba eso.
Is this guy right here.
Este.
He said, baptism is like circumcision.
El bautizo es como la circuncisión.
And that's partially true in a way.
Y parcialmente es verdad.
If you read Colossians chapter 2,
si lees Colosenses 2,
but circumcision was just a symbol
pero circuncisión fue solo un símbolo
of being part of being a Jew.
de ser parte del judaísmo.
But God had already made you a Jew.
Pero Dios ya nos te ha hecho.
He said, that's what baptism is. Also,
también,
the next group I want to talk about is the Anabaptists.
Los Anabaptistas.
They came from his group.
Ellos vinieron del grupo de este Swingy.
He was in a meeting.
Fue,
with some leaders in his movement.
De algunos líderes de este movimiento.
And they were studying about baptism.
Y estaban estudiando el bautizo.
And they realized that biblically,
ellos se dieron cuenta que bíblicamente hablando,
baptism is only for adults.
El bautizo es solamente para adultos.
Because you have to have faith,
porque tienes que tener fe,
before you get baptized.
Para poderte bautizar.
So they all agreed.
Y todos concordaron en ello.
No?
No todos concordaron en ello.
No, so the people in the room agreed.
Ah, okay. Todos los de esa reunión, sí, concordaron.
And so they began to teach that you need to be an adult to be baptized.
Entonces empezaron a enseñar que tenías que ser un adulto para.
And you have to have faith.
Y tener fe.
And you have to repent before you get baptized.
Que tener arrepentimiento para bautizar.
But then Zwingli went home.
Pero entonces Zwingli se fue a su casa.
And he thought, wait a minute now.
Empezó a pensar, ah, bueno,
we still have a church that's, and the government and the church are the same thing. The government and the church are the same thing.
Y el gobierno y la iglesia son la misma cosa.
How did you become a citizen?
¿Cómo te conviertes en un ciudadano?
Baptism.
Bautismo.
Citizenship and baptism had been the same thing.
Entonces, la ciudadanía y el bautismo se convirtió en la misma cosa.
For more than 1,000 years,
por más de 100,000 años, 100 años,
100,000 años,
a citizen in the country is those who are baptized. So he said, if we teach baptism of adults, what about those who aren't baptized as adults? And what about the children? It would be chaos. So he said, no. And he killed them. Every early leader, every single one of the leaders in this movement,
cada uno de esos anabaptistas que se reunieron fue asesinado.
All of them were killed. Everyone.
Todos fueron asesinados.
For this group,
de este grupo,
baptism
el bautizo,
was preparation for death.
Fue preparación para la muerte.
That's how bad the persecution was.
Así de mal era la persecución.
It was a horrible situation.
Y fue una situación horrible.
Now, the Catholics,
los católicos,
burned them at the stake.
Los
but the Protestants,
pero los
yeah, like Zwingli,
okay, los protestantes,
they drowned them.
Ellos los,
they say, you want to get baptized again?
¿Te quieres bautizar de nuevo?
They row out to the middle of a lake,
llevaban al medio del lago,
tie a rock, tie them a rock, throw them over the side. Tens of thousands were murdered. This group was teaching baptism by immersion of adults after a confession of faith. They taught that the Bible is the only authority. Very important. They taught the church and the state are two separate things. Because if the church and the state are the same,
si la y el son lo mismo,
then everybody's a Christian.
Entonces, todo el mundo es.
But we all know not everybody's a Christian.
Pero entonces, con aquello, nadie ser.
The church is made up of disciples.
La fue hecha para qué, discípulos?
Yeah, so they said the church is made up out of disciples.
Okay, la es hecha para
people who have repented.
Gente que se arrepiente.
And been baptized.
Y entonces se bautiza.
And I'm telling you, they were all killed.
Todos ellos fueron asesinados.
It's like baptism was preparation for death.
Así que el bautizo fue la preparación para la muerte.
Let me see. Enfatizo ambos? What's that mean? La vida? Oh yeah, they emphasized both life and doctrine.
Ellos enfatizaban ambas cosas, la vida y la doctrina.
They were pacifists.
Ellos fueron pacifistas.
Refused to be in war, refused to serve in the army,
rechazaban guerra o estar en el,
had nothing to do with the government,
en el, ejército, y no querían nada
And they converted tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. It was a huge movement.
But
here's what happened.
Pero esto es lo que pasó.
They had two choices.
Tenían dos elecciones.
Die
morir,
or leave the world.
O vivir la vida.
So most of them went and lived in separate communities.
Así que ellos se fueron y vivían en comunidades separadas.
They find a king who would let them alone.
Encontraron la forma de que el rey los dejara.
And they stopped evangelizing.
Y entonces ellos empezaron a evangelizar.
There still are Anabaptists. Okay, the Mennonites. Have you heard of Mennonites? They have Mennonites in Mexico. They have, there's the Amish. Yes, there are many different groups. If you study with them, they believe almost the same thing we believe. But they don't evangelize. And they separate themselves from the world. But I'm not going to criticize them because we're not all being killed, you know. Okay, one more thing, then we'll take our next break.
All right,
John Calvin. So the direct connection is Zwingli and Calvin. The same teaching.
La misma enseñanza.
Okay, very much influenced by Zwingli. He did not bring back biblical Christianity.
Él no trajo de regreso el cristianismo bíblico.
He brought back Augustine.
Él trajo de regreso el cristianismo de Agustín.
And so the Reformation was not complete.
Así que la Reformación no fue completa.
The Reformation was partial.
La Reformación fue parcial.
Now, remember heteropraxy and orthopraxy?
Los miembros tenían heteroprácticas y homoprácticas.
The Roman Catholic Church has so many very bad practices.
La Iglesia Romana Católica tenía muy malas prácticas.
Thank you to John Calvin and Martin Luther and Zwingli.
Gracias a Calvino, a Lutero y a Zwingli.
They brought Christianity back to its simplicity.
Ellos trajeron el cristianismo de regreso a la simplicidad.
Just the Bible.
Solo la Biblia.
But the theology was bad.
Pero la teología que ellos tenían era muy pésima.
In my opinion, their theology is worse than Catholic theology.
De hecho, en mi opinión, su doctrina era peor que la de los católicos.
If you listen to, but now, the Catholics don't listen to Augustine.
Los católicos no escuchan a Agustín.
They listen to Thomas Aquinas.
Ellos escuchan a Tomás Aquinas.
A theologian from the 13th century. And Thomas Aquinas believed in free will.
Tomás Aquino creía en la voluntad libre, o libre albedrío.
So, from John Calvin, we get Tulip.
Surgió
total depravity.
Tuliano. Total depravación de la humanidad.
Elección incondicional, expiación limitada, gracia irresistible, y conservación final de los santos. This is once saved, always saved.
Esa es una cosa,
once saved, always saved.
Un salvo, todos son salvos?
Es imposible perder su salvación.
Ah, okay.
So every false doctrine in Protestantism,
cada doctrina falsa en el
it goes back to Zwingli and Calvin.
Viene de Zwingli y de Calvin.
You know, pray Jesus into your heart.
Ora
right?
Jesús en tu corazón.
Not directly from Calvin. But basically, now I need to skip about 300 years. In America, in the 18th century, see, Americans think that America is a Christian country. Yeah, they think that. They think their constitution is a Christian constitution. And that the fathers of America were Christians.
Así que los, patriarcas de América, de
es una mentira.
In
that time, attendance at church was maybe 10%.
La asistencia a la iglesia era como 10%.
And the ones who wrote the Constitution were not really Christians.
Y el que escribió la Constitución ni siquiera era cristiano.
They didn't believe in the resurrection.
Ellos no creían en la resurrección.
They believed in science.
Ellos creían en las señales.
The problem was this.
El problema fue este.
In the churches, they were preaching hell and,
en la iglesia se predicaba el infierno,
and
infierno.
You know, predestination.
Predestinación.
And nobody knew if they were saved.
No, nadie iba a ser salvado.
Because
how do you know if you're saved?
In order to be a member of the church,
para poder ser parte de la iglesia,
you had to prove that you were saved.
Tenías que probar que tú eras salvo.
By, I don't know.
No sé cómo, pero había que probarlo.
Church was a very angry and sad place.
La iglesia era un lugar triste y que daba rabia, ¿no?
So here's what happened in America.
Esto es lo que pasó en Estados Unidos.
In the 19th century, in the 1800s,
en el siglo XIX,
they developed what I call happy Calvinism.
Ellos se le llamaron calvinistas felices.
Let me see. Happy Calvinism.
Ellos fueron calvinistas
felices. Not so much.
No, no creemos tanto en
not
la
so
la
much.
Total.
Not so much.
Tampoco mucho de esto.
Irresistible grace. Sí.
Este tal vez un
y,
poquito.
Sí.
Esta sí la creemos.
So, sure.
Seguro que
it's predestination.
Que es predestinación.
But it's happy predestination.
Pero es una predestinación feliz.
You just believe in Jesus.
Ellos creían en Jesús.
And boom.
Y ya,
you're saved.
Somos salvos.
Don't have to have any sign of your salvation.
No tienes que tener ninguna señal de tu salvación.
Just a feeling in your heart.
Solo sentirlo en tu corazón.
And you're good to go.
Y ya, listo.
You don't have to go to church.
No tienes que ir a la iglesia.
Because it's once saved, always saved.
Porque ya eres salvo.
So basically, Calvinism,
básicamente Calvinismo,
angry,
enojado, gente enojada,
Calvinism,
bravo,
became happy Calvinism.
Se convirtieron en felices, gente felices.
And that's Christianity in America today.
Y esa fue el cristianismo en Norteamérica ahora mismo.
And that led to, you know, the idea of the sinner's prayer.
¿Han escuchado hablar de la oración del pecador?
Thank you, God, I'm so glad you saved me.
Gracias, Dios, estoy muy contento que me salvaste.
All right, good to go.
Ya, listo.
So, let's take a break.
Entonces, vamos a tomar un descanso.
Yep. And then we'll talk about restoration movement.
Sí.
Después vamos a hablar del movimiento de restauración de la última página. El negocio después.
Okay.
Lo que había dicho sí. ¿Qué dijo?
When I was living in America, I heard that the Constitution was made by Christians. Actually, here in Latin America, we will. There
I would say the Constitution, the American Constitution, is influenced by the Bible a little bit, but it's really more about the Enlightenment.
Okay.
It's more about reasoning, human reason. To George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, their God was reason.
Okay.
Human reasoning. Benjamin Franklin did not believe in the resurrection.
Okay.
All right? Thomas Jefferson did not believe the Bible's inspired. They didn't believe in miracles. They believed in reasonable Christianity. So they called themselves Christian. But the present-day evangelicals in America would definitely not call them Christian.
Okay.
So it's a mistake.
Because